Normally, a TV critic can't review live TV programs in advance, but critic David Bianculli doesn't do anything normally. Even though he hasn't seen them yet, here are his reviews of two primetime programs that are being telecast live tonight and tomorrow.
Here's the deal. If I wait until after these two shows are broadcast to talk about them, I won't be able to recommend one and warn you about the other. The one to watch is HBO's Paul Simon Live in Central Park concert, presented Thursday night. The one to avoid is Wednesday night's live syndicated special, The Elvis Files, which is all about whether Elvis Presley is really dead. I caught Simon's concert act when it came to Philadelphia, and it's one of the best I've ever seen. It's a wonderful set, showcasing Simon's continuing fascination with music from around the world. Like his reunion concert with Art Garfunkel a decade ago, this Central Park concert is bound to be a great show, and eventually a live album. So viewers and tapers should get ready. And keep your eye on the percussionist at Simon's far left. He's a wild man. As for the Elvis Files special, it comes from the same company that brought us The Mystery of Al Capone's Vault, and you remember what a royal ripoff that was. Bill Bixby hosts the show, which promises to examine handwriting samples, audio tapes, and other evidence that supposedly suggests that Elvis did not die 14 years ago this week. Yeah, right. If it turns out I've prejudged this show too harshly and done a bad thing by trashing it on instinct, I'll come back next week and apologize. But don't hold your breath. What's that? Elvis is calling on line two to complain? No, I'll take it. So, Elvis, you listen to Fresh Air? That's great. Why are you calling?
Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely. I could die.
You are dead, Elvis. That's the whole thing.
Don't be cruel.
I don't mean to be, but it's hard to believe it's really you.
Why can't you see what you do?
Well, if you are alive, where are you right now?
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone.
I'll be glad to. Just leave the number. When you say home, does that mean we can find you at Graceland?
You'll search, but you'll never find.
But if you're hiding, how come there are all these Elvis sightings over the years?
Sometimes I want to stay here. Again, I wanna leave.
So why don't you just leave Graceland for good and come out in the open?
Don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out.
Okay, that explains it. One last question. What would you tell people who are thinking about watching The Elvis Files?
Don't.
Okay, thanks for calling, Elvis. I gotta go. I got Paul Simon on line one. Hi, Paul. We're just about out of time, but what do you think about all this?
I'm going to Graceland for reasons I cannot explain. There's some part of me wants to see Graceland, and I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.